morning. Good morning. 6:36, it's Brock and Hunter.
Yippee! Yahoo!
Well, good news.
Hey, have you been outside? Dude, it is dark.
Yeah. We haven't had the time change yet, have we?
I don't know. We haven't had that yet. But, man, you can already tell. I don't know what it is. Like the first football game, you can just feel it in the air. It's like, yeah, summer's gone.
Yeah. I have been noticing leaves starting to fall in my yard, which I'm not happy about.
Mm-hmm. It's campfire season for sure. It's already changing.
Yeah, but
I enjoy that. Do you like the fall?
I love the fall.
It's one of my favorite.
It's my favorite time of year. Fall is my favorite time of year. Yep. You're not sweaty, but you can still do stuff outside, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sit around the campfire. Like, having a fire is nice because you're not sitting there sweating, swatting bugs away, you know. No, fall's the best time of year, man. Best time of year.
Even the drinks change with the season, too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
I'm more of a whiskey guy when it comes to fall and winter.
I do like coffee with like Bailey's or maybe even some. Yeah, that's always really good. Really good.
Is that what you got right now?
That's what I have right now. Absolutely. Every morning. What did I have? God, over the, that on our vacation, Kiki and I were getting little different, like half pints and pints of little shooters, little nips, we like to call them, when we were out on our adventures. And so we were doing pucker because I'm like, come on now, let's have some pucker. Let's have some fun with it. So we did watermelon. We did sour apple. And then I got just on a whim. I'm like, well, let's do some butterscotch pucker. Oh, my God. It was like sucking on a butterscotch candy. And
let me guess, you didn't get drunk because you're drinking pucker.
I'd have to drink a gallon of that just to feel it. But if you're looking for a little that butterscotch in your coffee, oh, I can't wait for fall, man. I'm going to be doing that. Woo.
Did you eat a Werther's too after that, Grandpa? Come on.
That's whatever your grandma gave me out of her nightstand after I left her satisfied.
Where'd you meet her at bingo night?
I picked her up at bingo night, and then as a thank you, she gave me some unwrapped Werther's candy that was sitting in her dresser.
Pulled it out of her pocket.
Here you go, Sonny. Purse. Good job tonight.
Have a Werther's.
You dislocated my hip. Have a Werther's.
God.
Sorry about that new hip, Grandma. Anyway, that's terrible.
She shouldn't be doing wall splits, you know?
I told her that swing wasn't a good idea. Man. Anyway, this is terrible. This has been the worst show. Like, it hasn't gotten better. It has not gotten better. I digress, Hunter. We need to get to Rock News. Should we do that?
Hell.
Let's do that. Hell, might as well.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
I don't know what you're waiting for. Come be part of it. Anyway, we could be seeing the band Trapped on Judge Judy in the near future. They're currently locked in a dispute with an album designer and video creator who claims they stiffed him on what he's owed for the work he's done for them. Travis Livingston has filed suit against frontman Chris Taylor Brown in small claims court after Brown refused to pay him because he didn't have the money on hand.
Man, you know, they're going to Judge Judy, though. That's going to be a rough one because she's pretty headstrong, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God dang it. You know what? You quit that, all right? Livingston took the beef to public when he posted on social media, quote, "I'm embarrassed to say that I'm the guy who did the album art for Trapped's two most recent albums and the lyric video for Make It Out Alive. We are in the process of doing a second video for Tell Me How You Really Feel, and Brown is trying to dodge payment." Livingston claimed that last month that Brown told him he couldn't pay because the band's social media advertising agency accidentally and conveniently spent $4,000, the price of the video, and he only had $500 to his name until September. This is where Judge Judy comes in. The CBS show field researchers caught wind of the situation and offered both parties a $500 appearance fee to have their case decided on the show. Plus, Livingston would be paid his full fee if he wins.
Livingston says, quote, "Back off. I will take you on."
I'm headstrong to take on anyone. You know, this does bum me out a little bit because recently I've actually known personally Chris for a long time. He and I have had a great relationship, done a lot of stuff with him. I did a lot of stuff with him and Trapped down in Springfield. We actually did stuff with them, I believe, 3 years ago? They were in, like, Kalamazoo or Baton. I'm trying to remember where they're at. They played a show. always been a close friend of mine, but as of late, he has been making a lot of enemies with his social media. And kind of what you and I were talking about the other day, Hunter, is that what's happening on social media right now, and he has unfortunately been very vocal with his political stances, which, hey, it's America, you can do what you want, but he is burning a lot of bridges. Hmm. And in this very, this is a small industry. It's the biggest little industry you'll ever see. It's amazing how far everything reaches in connections.
Well, and another thing, too, is like you just burn one bridge nowadays and everybody on social media knows about it.
Exactly.
It just takes one post to just kind of put you in the light, you know.
And I've just seen recently some of my other friends in the industry, like, calling him out, which is kind of crazy. It takes a lot for this industry to not kind of go, all right, let's, you know. But, you know, now you're seeing other people call. And I hope everything gets back to normal, because I do love Trap. They put on a killer show. Chris is a super talented guy. And I want to see all this little petty stuff go away. Because there's no need for it. So we'll see what happens. But right now it's kind of like, what's going on? Can we just like, all right, we get to bury the hatchet and move on from this? We'll wait and see.
Nope, heading to Judge Judy.
Yeah, God, I guess so. At least you get $500. I mean, it's going to go to the Livingston guy probably. But anyway, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in 2019, sadly, last year, Rick Ocasek, the former lead singer of The Cars, was found dead in his New York City apartment. He was 75 years old. I am a huge fan of The Cars. Mm-hmm. We were talking yesterday, actually, part of our useless trivia. The Cars won the very first video of the year, music video of the year, from MTV's Video Music Awards for You Might Think. So, yeah, great band. And definitely a big loss there in the rock world. So there you go. That's your rock news and rock history, brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back with more. Stick around.